Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 60, 19 to 20. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19 to 20. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. My theme for reflection is when the lights go out, living by a greater sun. When the lights go out, living by a greater sun. Sometimes when electricity fails during a storm, families scramble through the dark, searching for candles or phone torches. In those moments, even strong adults become strangely dependent on something simple, light. Isaiah understood that dependence and used it not to shame us, but to awaken us. Isaiah 60:19 to 20 speaks into a people bruised by exile, scattered and fearing the night. They had learned to measure security by visible signs, temple, king, city walls, and daylight. But God announces a breathtaking reversal. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. The problem Isaiah addresses is not simply darkness, but misplaced confidence. Human beings, even believers, often lean on temporary lights, reputation, wealth, success, achievements, church positions, spiritual gifts, political power, or even relationships. These lights shine brightly until crisis strikes. Then we are thrown into darkness and panic. God responds by offering not better lamps, but himself. An everlasting light, not subject to weather, nations, or time. Isaiah is preparing Israel to see that salvation is not the restoration of old securities, but union with the living God. This prophecy finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ, who later declares, "I am the light of the world." In Psalm 27, verse 1, David sings, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" God's people have always been summoned to locate their hope, not in circumstances, but in God's unextinguishable presence. The medieval theologian Mr. Eckhart wrote, "When the soul no longer clings to anything, then the light of God shines freely." This resonates with Isaiah. Human mourning persists because we cling to fading lights, but God promises a morning without mourning. Your days of sorrow shall end. Isaiah proclaims not escapism, but transformation. God becomes the internal light, guiding, forming, illuminating, so believers can reflect his glory outward into a fractured world. In a century where artificial lights of consumerism and self-branding dazzle us, Isaiah calls the church to become luminous people shaped by divine presence, not human applause. So today, let us ask with humility, what lights am I depending on that will eventually fail? What practices dim my awareness of God's nearness? And what practices intensify my capacity to reflect his light to others, especially among the grieving, marginalized, and forgotten? For when God is our light, even night becomes sacred. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, which temporary lights do I subconsciously rely on for identity, security, or hope? And how can I surrender them to God's everlasting light? Number two, in what tangible ways can I reflect God's light to someone walking in darkness today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Reach out to someone facing discouragement, grief, or isolation. Offer a word of encouragement, a listening ear, or a simple prayer. Be a small reflection of the light that never fades. Eternal God, light of the world, shine in the hidden corners of our fears. Scatter the shadows of despair, and teach us to trust not in fading suns, but in your enduring presence. As Christ shines upon us, may we reflect his light with humility, tenderness, and courage. Turn our mourning into praise, until your dawn awakens every heart. Through Jesus Christ, our everlasting light, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.